brings joy to join with you once again.
Yes, it brings great joy to us as well.
And we do.
Before I came to you this time, it was good to see how brightly each one shone as help was asked for your fellow man. This is a time when asking for help for another increases your own dimensions of light, not only for those who ask, but for those of you within the room who join together in asking the great Creator for the help that is needed. Your light shines more brightly at these times than at any other time in your earthly existence, because you place to one side your own egos, your own thinking, and you feel and love for one other human being. There are many who gather around at these times because your thoughts are seen before they are asked, and therefore many gather in the name of spirit and in the knowledge of knowing each one of you that your prayers must be offered in the way of love. Therefore, I wish to say to you, thank you from so many in our world who are dealing with your thoughts of great love for your fellow man.
It's very good to hear, to have confirmation of all that connection which we think we feel sometimes, but it's so good always to have that confirmation.
Yes. You are always prone to some doubts. We know this too well. But by now, my dear friends, you know that how powerful your thoughts can become. And those thoughts, when given selflessly and given with much love, are so much more powerful in their destination. I would like to say just a few words this time about something that puzzles so many in your world concerning the transportation of your spirit from this world to ours. So many times human body. So many describe the journey of the tunnel and the light. You full well know, my dear friends, that as the spirit departs from the body, there are many who are ready and waiting for that spirit to come home. There is some talk amongst you human beings in your world about why the majority of people who depart and who have returned to the body come back mainly with the same conditions of seeing a tunnel that is filled with light at the end and a feeling of great love. Many say that the spirit actually travels through this tunnel towards the light. Many refute this explanation. But as you well know, when the spirit leaves behind that overcoat of the body, it is immediately lighter. And this spirit does not travel through a physical tunnel, but it is the experience of being free from the body that the spirit is expressing. The feeling of lightness and leaving behind the fear and the darkness of your earthly world. After all, it is much darker and denser in your world, is it not?
Yes.
Therefore the spirit immediately feels this lightness and the feeling of traveling through a tunnel. But it is not a physical tunnel as you would expect. It is the experience of lightness, the experience of the spirit being, and the love which surrounds them at that time. Therefore, I wish to say to you that whenever these experiences are denied, you can, my dear friend, say, no, it is a genuine experience of the spirit. And although it is described as a tunnel, it is the experience of spirit being free.
So the idea of the tunnel suits our physical way of thinking.
Yes. It is a description given when the spirit then returns back to the heaviness of the body.
Yeah, we sort of have an expression a bit like emerging from a cave.
Yes.
From a dark place.
Darkness to lightness. But that is what it is. And of course, my dear friends, well you know that there are many experiences when this spirit departs this earthly plane. That many experience instantaneously standing with those who have gone before. There are many experiences which belong to each individual spirit. But I would say, on the whole, those who return to physical life say that they have experienced a tana. It is because they have been allowed to experience for some short time that lightness of spirit. You understand?
Yes.
Do you have any questions at this point?
A soul who had led a life of wrongdoing, and would their experience be any different? Their destination in spirit world, would it be different?
Again, we are touching upon something which has so many explanations in your world. So often we hear of good and of bad. I would rather say that the experience of spirit in your world is varied so much that when spirit returns home, then it goes to the place which it has built for itself,
yes,
by its own experience. For some, as you know, that may entail a darkness, but it is not a darkness as you would understand here, but a darkness of spirit.
Yes. So those who experience what we might, or what we sometimes call near-death experience or temporary death experience, they might well come back and report the light tunnel.
Yes, but you have a minority, forgive me, minority who also experience some form of heaviness or darkness, as you call it.
Yes.
But as I have taught you on many occasions, that darkness is the fear which they hold on to. So what I am trying to say to you all, my dear friends, is that you must not consider these things on a physical level, but always look to the spiritual explanation, and things will always become much clearer to you.
You did say once before that the light, you know, we create our own light, we also create our own darkness.
Yes.
The darkness that we create then, you're saying really is fear.
It is based on fear and the way that their life upon this planet has been conducted.
Yes.
Remember, I have told you all of life's experiences depend either on love or fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Darkness or whatever you may wish to call it stems from acts of fear. Therefore, the spirit remains in the darkness of its own making until such time those of us in our world can reach out and touch them.
I remember reading once of somebody who had had a near-death experience and who saw lots of animals that they didn't, not very nice animals that they didn't really recognise, and they were in this sort of pit with these animals. That was just fear then, was it, that they were?
Yes.
Yes.
The fear is their creation, which then becomes their reality.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes.
Remember that your thoughts are so powerful, whether based in fear or in love, whichever one you are based in, that creates your reality.
Yes.
So therefore, if you remind yourselves all experience of leaving this world is entirely at your own free will. And although there are many who wait to help, as I have said many times, we are not allowed to intervene. The spirit must recognize for itself what actions it must undertake. Do I make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I see. So those waiting just have to continue waiting until the spirit moves forward.
There is much those in our world can do to help, but we cannot step forward and say, you must do this or that. Because so often those in a state of darkness will not listen. They do not want to listen. And we must respect that free will which has been endowed to them.
On a slightly different tack, a friend of mine said that she had heard that when you have Alzheimer's, part of you is already has already gone to spirit. The part that you probably understand what Alzheimer's is. Would that be true? That they've already the part that they seem to forget. They don't seem to be aware of what's going on in this world. Have they already started coming into the spirit world? Is that true, what she was saying?
I would say, to begin with, no. It is a physical degeneration of the physical brain. And only at a later stage of this condition does the thinking then begin to remove itself. But in the majority of cases, no, it is no different from any other disease in your world.
So when you say the later stage that the thinking begins to remove itself, is that the stage when it is starting to go into spirit?
When the body begins to close down, then the spirit becomes closer to our world.
Yes.
As in many conditions of diseases within your conscious for any length of time, and their thinking is not in this world, but it is only in the latter stages of these diseases that the spirit is preparing to return home. And there are many who stand close to hell. But yes, I believe I have spoken before about returning home, and that as the body ages and begins to break down, then those human beings begin to be closer to our world than to yours.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the silver cord would still be intact, yes, at that stage.
You cannot be in spirit until that cord has been severed.
The Christian friend that I was talking about, she is beginning to get paralysed. She's got bone cancer. And she feels, she is beginning to feel that her spirit is beginning to get purer. And I know you don't normally say things about people, but would you have anything to say about her?
It is her thinking which is creating these conditions. And if her thinking is saying the spirit is rising, then of course it will happen.
Yes.
It is, I would say, a good way to condition yourself, preparing for that ultimate move. Yes, I agree with her.
Thank you very much.
What she must not do is doubt and become negative, but to allow the spirit to rise.
Thank you very much. Pass that on to her.
I hope those few words, although we have spoken in past times, I hope it has triggered your memory of my words and again clarified the position on these things.
Yes, you've now given us more detail and clarification. Thank you.
Yes, you've given more reason to it, more understanding.
It is only because your understanding has become greater that we are now able to, how would you say, infill with the detail a little more.
I'm sure there's lots of that to be done.
Yes. The more you grow, the more you begin to understand, and the more that we can elaborate on these details for you. Therefore, my friends, I will say to you that each time you come together and give thoughts of help for those in your world, you are indeed growing in your own spiritual natures.
Yes, we'll remember that. Thank
you. Now, if you have any questions, I will take them before I take my leave of you this time.
Yes.
I'll ask a question about the spirit rescues. I'm sure this has been covered, but you were saying, if I can word it right, that you're not allowed from the spirit world side to interfere with a soul that is passing over to your side. But with the spirit rescue, Is a situation created where we are able to help and guide somebody who is passing over to do the right thing when they're reluctant to do so? Is it that they would listen more to the physical voice?
When we bring to your rescue, it is because the spirit has shown a glimmer of light.
Yes.
In the way spirit is thinking. But because it has been encased within the darkness of its thoughts, it is closer to your world sometimes.
Yes.
Therefore, we need your help.
Right.
And the easiest way, if that individual spirit will not listen entirely to us or one who has gone before, is to return it through a medium who the spirit normally will accept, although not always, but it allows that spirit to think about what has been said to them.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
So you see, in rescue work, it is imperative that our two worlds work closely together.
Yes, and those spirits involved, we could perhaps think of them as being delicately balanced between worlds.
Yes, that is why it is of utmost value that there remains in your world people dedicated to the work of rescue. Because without you, they may well remain in that darkness longer than they need to be.
Thank you.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
I must say the majority of the rescues that we have, which aren't that many these days, but the majority, they do find the light, which is very encouraging.
We would only try to bring those to you that would not create too many problems. But I can assure you there are those individuals who would resist and fight any attempt to free them into lighter conditions. That is why it is important for you all to be secure in the knowledge of your safety with us.
Yes.
On a lighter note, could I mention a report that comes to us from India about a monkey that approached a Shiva temple bearing flowers on a holy day, and there were hundreds of people there in silent prayer and meditation, I gather, and the monkey took vermilion and touched its forehead, as is the custom, and sat with those in silent prayer for nearly an hour, at the end of which period some of those present garlanded the monkey with flowers and it ran off back to the jungle.
Yes. Still, my friends, you are amazed by all of these actions.
Well, I'm wondering if the monkey picked up that consciousness and joined in.
Animals can be influenced by the minds of those in spirit in the same way as you human beings are.
Mm.
in the same way as I am using this instrument, so too can we influence the actions of our animals in this world.
Mm.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a lovely story. And,
But it is not unusual.
Yes, that is borne out by
your... After all, there is so much close connection between humankind and the ape populations in your world that it is easy to influence their thinking also. Do not be surprised that the animal kingdom is closely related to your own thoughts and thinking. After all, your domestic animals recognize your feelings and your thoughts, do they not?
Yes.
Oh yes.
So I say only this to you. Do not be surprised by anything that includes the actions of animals in your world.
It's nice to see such stories in print.
Yes. They would have been ridiculed many years ago.
Yes.
But now there is so much influence being given to your world that mankind cannot now deny what he sees.
These things are so much better accepted today.
Yes.
Yes. And there was another story about a 12-year-old girl who was abducted by some men. This comes from Ethiopia. And they took her out into the desert, and they were trying to force the girl to marry one of them, and some lions appeared, whereupon the men ran away, and the lions stood guard around the young girl for several hours until her family and the police arrived and took charge. So the lions seem to be doing a very good job there.
Yes. Although you say the lions, it is
the influence
of the girl's own guardians in our world that have created that situation.
Yes.
I would suggest to you, has a special task in this world to live up to, and therefore has great protection.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I imagine it's the same for these people who have been swimmers that have been rescued by dolphins, or I think once rescued by a giant turtle even.
Yes. So many times you will hear, why is this one saved? Why is that one not? Mm-hmm. That, my dear friends, is not for you to ponder, but to accept that in the larger scheme of life, that is what is to be. And to learn to accept all that comes to you. If you could but do this, my dear friends, in your daily lives, accept what comes to you with love and with thanks, then all that you do would go forward in the right direction.
Yes.
Yes.
But of course, being human beings, you do like to make your own life so difficult.
Yes.
Okay. It was very interesting, I think it was, no, the week before last, to hear about beings on a smaller planet than the Earth that are somewhat like the mushrooms that grow on their planet. I thought that was quite fascinating. I suppose we hadn't thought of beings that didn't have legs and walk, or that these were...
Again, you see, my dear friends, that so much your human ego affects your thinking.
Yes.
Things of creation on a much larger scale. Mm. After all, is spirit visible? Mm. It is not when it reaches the stage of all existence, of all love, of all unity. Therefore, do not be surprised by anything that you hear. I do not say accept it without deep thinking, but that which you can accept, take aboard and think about it deeply. That which you wish to reject, then please reject it, because it means that you are not ready for that knowledge. But what we are trying to achieve now with you is to open your hearts and mind to much deeper and greater things. It is up to each individual to decide for himself whether he wishes to advance with that knowledge or whether he wishes to stay quietly within the knowledge which he has already attained.
Yes, and you have told us before that all things are possible, and I think we are learning the wisdom of that.
Yes, you are beginning to know the ground rules, as you would say in your
left.
You are quite a long way from all knowledge. at the same time, I can tell you how much your minds have opened to the way of spirit. And after all, as sparks of divinity, you must have that all-knowing knowledge within. Otherwise, how could we make sense of it all? Now, my dear friends, I feel that I have given you more than enough to think about at this time.
We have much to think about.
Yes. I do not apologize for going over old ground, but hope that you realize that by reiterating my words with a little more added on, it helps you in your understanding. And with those words, I will leave you, and I know that until we come together once more, your lives will be enriched by the knowledge which comes to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's been very helpful.